Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Well, the reason why I want to get to Jonathan Chancellor and give him a little bit of time this evening is simply because if you go and have a look at the shares in McGrath Real Estate, one of the biggest real estate companies in all of Australia, a celebrated float only a few months ago. Well, those shares today fell another 31% after it recast all of the assumptions that were in its original prospectus. Now, the shares, which were floated around $1.83, today closed at 90 cents. So I say this is only a matter of months after the company was floated. Jonathan Chancellor on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Jonathan.
Evening, Ross.
Does it say something about the company or something about the state of property markets around Australia?
Well, I think both. I think we probably can say that the timing late last year in December was probably when the fat lady was singing euphemistically. It valued the company back then at, way over what it's worth today.
I'll tell you what, it really has. Now, so let's talk about the state of the market, because even going into a federal election, we know that even home buyers get very nervous. The second thing we also know is that there is a stark contrast between the policies of the government and the Labor Party when it comes to negative gearing. Now, if Labor were voted in, then negative gearing would only be available to brand new homes. Capital gains tax, well, that would actually, the benefits of that would be halved to people. So these are big issues for property buyers right now.
Look, and federal elections do cause activity to slow. There's no doubt about that in the property markets, and this one in particular, because normally federal elections just give lip service to housing debate, but this time it's very real. And as you say, the Labor Party opposition on both those fronts, negative gearing and capital gains, will trigger, I guess, probably a diverse accompanying consequences. I mean, I suspect some people will move now, tomorrow, and do something, buy or sell, thinking that it's a punt worth taking, and others will just put it in until after the election and the lay of the land becomes clearer. Because there are huge differences between the parties.
Very briefly, did you see much in the property markets in terms of clearances over the weekend?
It was pretty steady. I think there's on the surface it's steady, but I do think that the market is weakening as it moves along. Still 69%, so that's good historically, but considering it was 83% on this that weekend at the same time last year.
Tell you what, I'll tell you what, I've got to run, Jonathan, but I do appreciate that very, very much.